The investigators say the lack of concern for the suffering of millions of Sudanese civilians by the warring parties has led to killings, looting, mass displacement, rape, and other forms of sexual violence. They say obstruction of delivery of aid to those in need by both Sudanese armed forces and paramilitary rapid support forces has plunged the country into a grave humanitarian crisis. They report 18 million people deprived of sufficient food are facing acute hunger, with 5 million on the brink of starvation. They note the conflict has led to the mass displacement of nearly 9 million people inside Sudan, as well as to more than 1.8 million refugees fleeing to neighboring countries. Since the outbreak of the conflict in mid-April 2023, other armed groups have sprung up in support of the two main military forces. Chair of the fact-finding mission, Mohamed Chande Otman, says multiple actors within and outside Sudan have caused the war to spread from the capital Khartoum and Darfur to most of the country.
We have received credible accounts of indiscriminate attacks against civilians and civilian objects, including through airstrikes and shelling in heavily populated residential areas, as well as ground attacks against civilians in their homes and villages. We are particularly concerned about the situation in Darfur, especially the siege of El Fasher.
El Fasher, the capital of Darfur with 1.5 million inhabitants, is the last stronghold of the Sudan army. Otman says fighting between the warring parties has led to many civilian casualties, damaged homes, and mass displacement. He says the mission has received credible reports of many cases of sexual violence committed by the warring parties across various parts of the country.
Women and girls have been and continue to be subjected to rape and gang rape, abduction, and forced marriage. There are reports of sexual slavery and sexualized torture in detention facilities, including against men and boys, which we are investigating. The majority of survivors have not had access to adequate support.
Following the presentation of the report, Yasser Bashir El-Bukhari Suleiman, chief prosecutor of Sudan, spoke as the representative of the concerned country. He accused the RSF of multiple crimes and atrocities against unarmed civilians without assigning any blame to the Sudanese armed forces for the commission of similar acts. Commenting on the situation in Sudan last month, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres accused the warring factions of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
We have received credible accounts of indiscriminate attacks against civilians and civilian objects, including through airstrikes and shelling in heavily populated residential areas, as well as ground attacks against civilians in their homes and villages. We are particularly concerned about the situation in Darfur, especially the siege of El Fasher. Women and girls have been and continue to be subjected to rape and gang rape, abduction, and forced marriage. There are reports of sexual slavery and sexualized torture in detention facilities, including against men and boys, which we are investigating. The majority of survivors have not had access to adequate support.